This is the reading for November 16th. Joel chapter 3. In those days and at that time, when I will make things better for Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations together and bring them down into the valley where the Lord judges. There I will judge them, because those nations scattered my own people Israel and forced them to live in other nations. They divided up my land and threw lots for my people. They traded boys for prostitutes, and they sold girls to buy wine to drink. Tyre and Sidon, and all of you regions of Philistia, what did you have against me? Were you punishing me for something I did, or were you doing something to hurt me? I will very quickly do to you what you have done to me. You took my silver and gold, and you put my precious treasures in your temple. You sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks so that you could send them far from their land. You sent my people to that faraway place, but I will get them and bring them back, and I will do to you what you have done to them. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaean people far away. The Lord said this. Announce this among the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the soldiers. Let all the men of war come near and attack. Make swords from your plows, and make spears from your hooks for trimming trees. Let even the weak person say, I am a soldier. All of you nations, hurry and come together in that place. Lord, send your soldiers to gather the nations. Wake up, nations, and come to attack in the valley where the Lord judges. There I will sit to judge all the nations on every side. Swing the cutting tool, because the harvest is ripe. Come walk on them as you would walk on grapes to get their juice, because the winepress is full and the barrels are spilling over, because these people are so evil. There are huge numbers of people in the Valley of Decision, because the Lord's Day of Judging is near in the Valley of Decision. The sun and the moon will become dark, and the stars will stop shining. The Lord will roar like a lion from Jerusalem. His loud voice will thunder from that city, and the sky and the earth will shake. But the Lord will be a safe place for His people, a strong place of safety for the people of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, live on my holy Mount Zion. Jerusalem will be a holy place, and strangers will never even go through it again. On that day, wine will drip from the mountains, milk will flow from the hills, and water will run through all the ravines of Judah. A fountain will flow from the temple of the Lord and give water to the valley of acacia trees. But Egypt will become empty, and Edom an empty desert, because they were cruel to the people of Judah. They killed innocent people in that land, but there will always be people living in Judah, and people will live in Jerusalem from now on. Egypt and Edom killed my people, so I will definitely punish them. The Lord lives in Jerusalem.
Chapter 3.
This is a statement that can be trusted. If anyone sets his heart on being a bishop, he desires something excellent. A bishop must have a good reputation. He must have only one wife, be sober, use good judgment, be respectable, be hospitable, and be able to teach. He must not drink excessively or be a violent person, but he must be gentle. He must not be quarrelsome or love money. He must manage his own family well. His children should respectfully obey him. If a man doesn't know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a new Christian, or he might become arrogant like the devil and be condemned. People who are not Christians must speak well of him, or he might become the victim of disgraceful insults that the devil sets as traps for him. Deacons must also be of good character. They must not be two-faced or addicted to alcohol. They must not use shameful ways to make money. They must have clear consciences about possessing the mystery of the Christian faith. First, a person must be evaluated. Then, if he has a good reputation, he may become a deacon. Their wives must also be of good character. They must not be gossips, but they must control their tempers and be trustworthy in every way. A deacon must have only one wife. Deacons must manage their children and their families well. Those deacons who serve well gain an excellent reputation and will have confidence as a result of their faith in Christ Jesus. I hope to visit you soon. However, I'm writing this to you in case I'm delayed. I want you to know how people who are members of God's family must live. God's family is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. The mystery that gives us our reverence for God is acknowledged to be great. He appeared in his human nature, was approved by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was announced throughout the nations, was believed in the world, and was taken to heaven in glory.